PacificBeerChat.com. Hi, this is Mike from Mike's Craft Beer. On the weekend of April 7th and 8th, a couple of us from Pacific Beer Chat were able to attend the Okanagan Festival that's held in Penticton every year. Chelsea of Brutiful BC and I were able to talk to Brian of Creno Gales, and we discussed their agricultural land reserve issues, how it's becoming an election issue, and we got into the farming and their beer. We really hope you enjoy this episode. Thanks. We got Brian from Creno Gales here at the Festival. What's going on with ALR right now?
Actually, just today they sent us some more information. The ALC are very much in support of what we're doing. They just wrote a bad policy.
It happens. Government makes mistakes sometimes.
They talked to the wrong people, and we've been trying to get in on the consultation phase for a very long time. And we've had them actually come out before and talk with us. And in fact, they rubber stamped us when we first put this together. So they're very much they were kind of out of their depth as far as what was being done on industrial or a light industry that happens with on farmland.
Yeah.
And quite frankly, we are really in support of the ALC and the Agricultural Land Reserve. We just want to make sure it's strengthened because they have to write it right, first off, and then also they have to make sure that breweries can be responsible for industry sprawl big time. Lounge and paving and septic fields and everything else, you could do less and less and less farming on it. So we're trying to figure out how to make it work for a sustainable farm brewery practice and make sure that they got it right this time.
Yeah, no, for sure, because there's nothing better than a farm that's also a brewery, making their ingredients, making great beer.
Yeah.
Don't want to fuck with that at
all.
Exactly. You know? Like, why would you screw with that?
Yeah, exactly. And then it was really neat because we, on our website too, I think we put the aerial photographs of what is happening on the farm. So if you look at it, they said, so that's your boundaries of the 10-acre parcel. What is not being farmed on there? It's everything.
Yeah, it is.
And,
yeah.
So it's sustainable, and we have a zero growth. We have a zero growth cap strategy. So we want to make sure that when people set up, that it just doesn't become a viewing port for a farm.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. So they basically told us, look, why are you even concerned? You guys are essentially grandfathered in. And he says, well, because we don't want other people to come along and take away necessary farmland.
Yeah.
Especially since south of the border, what's all happening there. I mean, the guy could throw a tantrum and he could say, okay, Canadians, no more Californian food. We better have enough farmland to grow our own food.
Yeah, oh yeah. We currently don't grow enough for ourselves. Yeah. We don't.
Exactly.
And it's obvious.
It's really
at the grocery
important,
store,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Especially like, I'm not in the Okanagan, so up here I think it's a little easier to get your own produce from local, but when you're in Vancouver, you're not buying a lot of local stuff.
There's also, even if the guy doesn't pull another tantrum down there, we're still in a problem situation because he's decided that immigrants aren't supposed to be coming in. Now that's his pickers. That's all the people who harvest all the food. If he decides to restrict all that, basically Americans are going to have a hard time feeding themselves as well.
Oh God, yeah. It's already happened down south.
Yeah.
As soon as the policy started happening, they all scattered, and there's no one picking the food and it's rotting on the vine, right?
Yep, that's right.
And
that's right.
That's a big problem.
So yeah, we got to protect it and we got to build it and we got to show people, it's a really great example. They don't have ALR land like in Ontario. Only just in BC, so we actually should make more of that kind of idea happen.
I agree, totally.
Yeah.
So are you guys finding, because I think the last thing I heard was that there was a meeting with the minister, and he didn't sound really connected with what was actually happening, and he sounded like he was kind of pushing it off a little bit. So do you feel a little bit like you're being heard now, or is it still this challenge of making people see what's actually happening?
The ALC are really not an obstacle as far as we can see. The minister who sets those laws, he is basically he's doing the election game, basically. They don't want to take on anything, and they won't even commit to say, well, if you guys get in, will you have somebody following up on this and taking this on? But they don't even want to go that far.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, it is unfortunate, and it's not a huge thing. It just has to be rewritten well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
And I mean, we should protect AL our land.
Yep.
But protecting to the point of screwing businesses that are actually trying to follow those rules in some way doesn't make any sense.
If
right?
they're complimentary, for sure.
Yeah.
If they are an attribute versus being a detriment, totally all for it. And,
yeah.
and I was on the radio, not last year, the year before, when they had the severe drought in Vancouver.
Yeah.
And so all these new breweries were popping up, and fair play to them, it's all good. But no one had a water conservation thing going on there, and
yeah.
I was being interviewed about that kind of thing. And I said, it's just terrible that they didn't take an opportunity to actually do that, because we, like ourselves, we do 2-to-1 basically product to water ratio,
yeah.
and a lot of the industry standard is 5 or 7-to-1, and it's easy.
Yeah.
It's a really easy thing to actually fix.
And I know there's a lot of places that are trying to get better at that,
yep.
and they're working at it.
Yeah, and they've been talking to us
yeah.
as well.
Yeah, yeah,
so,
you guys are a leader.
Yeah. And not just in BC either, like the whole West Coast especially
yeah.
is working hard at trying to be better
good,
at conservation.
That's a good news story for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
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 And I mean, the West Coast is great at beer too, so it's even better, right?
Yep, I think so too.
Make good beer with less water.
Yeah.
Why not?
I was going to say, the thing for me is living in the Okanagan, and we have wineries that have access to ALR land. We have cideries that have access to ALR land.
Golf courses.
Golf, like, you know, like...
How the fuck does that make sense?
A brewery
yeah.
that looks like Crano should be on ALR land,
yep.
right? Like, to me, that makes
yeah.
more sense. I see wineries that don't look like that. I see a lot
no.
of businesses that don't look like that. And we have an issue in Fraser Valley of, like, Airbnb on ALR land with, like, you know, 10 blueberry bushes. Like, if they're going to crack down, let's be real about who's being cracked down upon and who we're using as an example for what we should be doing.
Yeah.
I want to see... I don't know, I want to see, I guess, that not only just the rules change to allow that places like Cranog are operating, but also that we start to teach people, this is what is good about ALR, this is what is not good about ALR, because we use those rules, but then outside of those rules, it's kind of like, do whatever you want.
Yeah.
It's
well,
more
mean,
about the lifestyle, not just about the rules, I guess.
And then if
yeah.
you're in Metro Vancouver, they're selling the friggin' ALR land off like crazy
and monster
for
houses
condos.
Are going on there.
Like, why are we getting pissy about land that's being used for farming,
yeah.
but then we can sell it to a condo developer, which
yeah.
is good for my personal business, but why are we doing that and then we're getting pissy at people that are trying to follow the rules and do good things with their land?
Yeah.
Doesn't
well,
make sense.
It's kind of the right-wing individuals will not want to pay any kind of taxes whatsoever.
Oh.
So if they, and they're the same people who are expansionists in their views and everything as
yeah.
far as they don't know when to say enough is enough, and they just have to keep on doing. When we look at the recession idea, he says, oh, 2% growth? That's a lot. Say,
it is, yeah.
Be happy. It's all good.
Yeah.
You know, when we hear the numbers that, oh, yeah, the economy has rebounded, we're getting so much more GDP or whatever, and just completely going through the roof growth. I don't necessarily agree with that.
Yeah.
Just calm down, keep it in your pants.
Yeah. And I mean, I work in the engineering field, so
yeah.
I'm not completely against
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I understand.
But you've also got to make sure that good harvested land can be protected.
Yeah, and densification makes a lot of sense. I was just
yeah, yeah.
reading about what they were doing in Portland and everything, and I think they've got some good things going
yeah.
on. And well, all over the world, they got some very good examples of things
yeah.
like that. So you don't have to. It's all very nice, but to build something, but you have to have all the infrastructure that goes with it.
Oh, agreed. Yeah.
And it just continues and continues and continues. And instead of, you're gonna have. If you're gonna put something new, then you're gonna have to support it somehow.
Yeah.
And then if you don't have food, well, farther away it gets trucked. And
yeah.
I mean, I'm not a dystopian kind of guy, but I do realize that we should at least have food security.
Oh, yeah. For sure, yeah. At least we live in a province that has most years an abundance of water. We do. Sure. It rains a ton here.
Yeah.
It's raining here now.
Yeah, and we could do a better job with collection. And
oh, God, yeah. They have
some weird things down in Colorado. Do you know they're not allowed to collect rainwater and use it?
Yes, yeah, you can get in trouble.
Sounds American to me.
The government will sue you if you've taken their rainwater away from them.
Yeah. Incredible, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I was just talking about this. I passed this. I was working on a file with aquaculture and aquaponics because I'm on the board of the North Okanagan Organic Association, and so they wanted to certify that, and so we came across all these examples that they couldn't actually use the rainwater, which is very strange.
Yeah,
I mean, I said no to it because it wasn't soil based.
Yeah,
but I think it's a neat idea, and I think it's worth developing.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
Yeah.
They're having fun.
So, Brian, I'm wondering one thing. Like, if you're somebody who's interested in what is happening at Crown Oak and at Persephone right now, and we're having the election coming up, and you want to do something about it, like, what do you think somebody who's interested in this can do, aside from signing the petition, what can we do to try to support ALR land being used in a way that we think is sustainable?
That's a hard question. No, it's not. It's a creative... creative answer is what's necessary.
Yeah.
And I think that it would be entirely reasonable to write the ALC, most importantly. The other guys are just a mechanism, right? There's just trigger. So if we can get if you agree with some of our ideas and rewrite those kind of ideas and also if you want to talk about other industries and make sure it goes to the ALC. Not necessarily to the minister.
Yeah.
Although I would try to, if they're trying to make hay with this election, I would try to make it more of an election issue.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Ask for commitments.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's an election, so they won't hold to them, but you can still try to hold them.
But we also know that after the election, we still have the same problem.
That's right.
Regardless,
I was going to say that as well. That anybody who wanting to put stuff on ALR land, that you actually get in there on the ground floor of consultation with their business plan and say, well, hey, if you're going to be doing this on farmland, you need to take care of it. You need to do these things and just get away from, I know lounges are really popular, but we don't have one because we know that it will affect the infrastructure.
Yeah.
And also, we like people, but not that much.
You could probably have a lounge if you got rid of half your draft accounts.
Yeah.
Basically, right? You'd have to pull back.
It's got to go somewhere. And also, too, it's not really the same kind of thing. And we're a working farm.
Yeah.
So you don't have people walking around bumping into electric fences and getting their parts chewed off by the pigs or something.
Yeah, exactly. You don't want that.
Yeah. So, like, we do tours, and that's
good. I've been on a tour before. I love the tour, yeah.
And everybody stays on the pathway, hopefully.
Yeah. You mentioned it earlier, but I love the fact that you're using the system that was in the first brew pub in Canada after Prohibition.
Yeah, right? That's right.
The,
yeah.
The Horseshoe Bay Brewing Company. That's awesome.
Yeah, I
you
think
gotta
so.
You got to keep some of that history.
Using stuff to, and have history as well. There's nothing worse than coming into a pub that has just built itself and they bought a whole bunch of stuff from auctions sticking up on the wall. Well, there's no history.
Yeah.
It's just somebody else's stuff. It's like tourist photos or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you gotta develop your own history, then put it up on the wall, right?
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, it's fun to see the pictures, but
it's
better to have a true history first.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah. No, and if you have any follow-up questions at all, quite easily, you know, I'll type as best I can with my...
I love that. I guess, what are you guys pouring tonight? Or today?
We got something really cool. We got something that's called Rory. And it's a amber ale made with molasses and ginger. But it's not a junior beer.
Yeah.
It's not a... I mean, to say that, it's a really experienced beer for making it. It's not just like a vanilla bomb.
Yeah.
A lot of people just say, oh, I think I'll throw these flavors in. But it takes a long time, a bit of tenure to work with different things and know what's going to work you want it to be present, but you don't want it to knock you over.
Yeah,
you want
sure.
it, you don't want it too light, because that's just like bean counter beer, right?
Yeah,
that's sure. just like your accountants get a hold of the recipes, and they go, oh, maybe that's too much. That'll cost too much. So.
Yeah. I've heard that before. And I really liked it. It was quite nice. It wasn't too heavy, but it was very flavorful. I quite like that.
Yeah.
I had to try that one, yeah.
That's something that I really excel at, because that's what I grew up with. So.
Doesn't hurt then, yeah.
Yeah. So I have that flavor experience, although I didn't. That's not my job back home. But when I came here, that's when we started really brewing. So.
Awesome.
Yeah. Can I get you one? Like.
Yeah, I'd love a sample of that. Yeah.
For yourself?
Oh, sure. I'll have another one.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Okay.
Yeah. Have you been? You've been there then, right?
Oh yeah.
I had Scott and I went and we did a tour and interviewed them about the hop farm. I just love talking to Rebecca, because their philosophy is—it's not just with their beer, but they're doing
way
it. Their philosophy
yeah.
is so like it's like mind expanding.
Yeah.
And that's like wow. So I went to the hop farm in Canada with Joey, who's got this like big mission but very commercialized. I talked to Rebecca, and like what she had to say about that, it was like, she's not bashing it, but she's just like, this is why we don't do that.
That's how you gave it to me.
Perfect.
Thank you, Brian.
All right, thank you.
Well, I hope we can come up and see you guys again this summer.
Yeah.
Scott and I came, I don't know if you remember, we came last summer and I interviewed about the hops, so.
Okay. Really I'm Brian, by the way.
Yeah. Hi.
That's really tasty.
Yeah, I think so. I think it worked out pretty good.
Is that the
Gales
one with the potatoes, or what is that?
This is
the
Rory.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a beer that I have not had yet from you guys.
Yeah. It's kind of nice, because we every month we have this program now, do a new seasonal, or a repeated seasonal, but every month I try to do one. And so the last one we went through that people really wanted me to keep on making it all year round was something called Wobbly Toddler. And it's a red milk ale.
Yeah.
It's really amazing.
It sounds awesome, yeah.
But we're all about doing a lot of malt forward kind of things.
Yeah.
The hops, we play with them for sure.
Yeah.
But we don't have the elephantitis for IPAs, right?
Yeah.
Like we're quite happy to, like them, but it's not been a real scoby kind of experience for me, right?
Yeah, no, it's not for everyone, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You're doing your own thing on the farm, like these like IPAs that like blow up and then the next one comes up. You can't like replant your hop field 5 times a year. You have to do what you're doing already, and it's a little bit more of a slow growth thing, but it's more sustainable, I guess, in that sense too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're really happy about it. I don't know if you know about our sockeye ale.
Yep.
But that's really taken off, like the hop itself is really quite unique, and really really enjoy that hop.
Yeah, no, it's good.
So I'm going to be doing more of that. I'm planting out a little bit more and getting rid of some of the old standards that people use, and getting some really interesting one. We're working with a Fraser Valley farm, and they're supplying us with certified organic plugs that we're basically selling brokering to other people as well, as cashmere, things
nice.
Like that, you know.
That's awesome. I know my favorite beer is still the Gales Buck Potato Ale from you guys.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Love that beer.
That's off and on becomes our favorite, yeah. Yeah, I think it works really well.
Big fan of you guys.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand why I can't get it as often as I'd like. I wish I could get it more often, but...
Well, just keep in touch with us, and if we make a trip down, we'll bring some with.
That'd be awesome, yeah.
Okay.
Cheers. Thank you very much.
Thanks to you guys.
Thanks, take care.
Cheers.
I'll see you, I'm sure, in a few months.
Good to meet you as well.
I hope you've enjoyed this episode of Pacific Beer Chat. To follow the podcast, search for us on iTunes, Google Play Music, Stitcher, and or YouTube. If you've enjoyed us, we'd also appreciate you leaving a review or a comment. Thanks.